It's Crazy Money Day. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with my money life from Crown. Back in the 80s, two brothers in Kentucky bought a bank. Though only in their 20s, they acquired others and eventually founded First Southern Bancorp. Their father modeled generosity. The younger brother, Vince, was a sacrificial giver. But it wasn't until Jess went through a Crown small group study that he changed the way he viewed the company and his personal finances. First Southern Bancorp began tithing off its corporate earnings. Business debt was retired, and Jess and his partners decided to only make acquisitions that they could fully fund in 3 years or less. Employees are offered the Crown Study on Finances, and the company matches their gifts to charity. Those seeking to adopt a child receive financial assistance. They're given a week off with pay to go on mission trips. Spouses and children are encouraged to go along. The company pays for at least half of it. Jess recalls how his brother Vince used to say that money is like manure. If you let it stack up, it starts to stink. But if you spread it out, it has the potential to do some good, like fertilizer. Jess and his wife Angela have poured money into their small town's local economy as a way to love the people. Jess says his father's antidote to greed was recklessly giving money away. He now says, "The very act of giving it away is an abundance mentality. It purifies your heart and soul and makes you dependent on the Lord to bring the next load in." Now, if credit card debt prevents you from living generously, it's time to make a change. Let Christian Credit Counselors help. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for your needs. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC. That's crown.org/CCC. Get started today.